In other words, these combined subtle Sun and Jupiter energies have begun to prepare a higher dimensional identity and reality for your Mother Earth homeland. Indeed, she is being advanced dimensionally, interdimensionally, which gives you a greater opportunity to obtain your own 12 helix DNA pattern and new 13 chakra system, which together will return humanity to full consciousness. What is occurring, then, is a solar system shift that upgrades and magnifies the lines within Earth's new global grid, so she now wears a brighter garment of light. As you find the numbers of the 9 major vortex locations presently on Earth's ley lines, notice that all have had certain physical identifications on them, such as sacred mountains, religious sites, pyramids, or areas of amplified energy power emanations. Notice the many crisscrossing ley lines and how they form what appears to be a great overconnecting web. This is the global grid about which I speak. These ley lines connect to each other even as your physical body acupuncture roadways of energy are one system of life-supporting power. So, too, the Earth's grid formation is holistic and interconnected because of a great plan by the wise civilizations who preceded your present world. Can you see the plan of this grid with its precise intersecting web? Great power is created wherever the east, west and north, south electromagnetic lines cross or intersect. Notice these power points that are represented by black dots. At such power points, of course, enormous communication potential existed when the grid formation was originally established and the ley lines initiated. Over eons of time, however, some of them have been damaged or irreversibly weakened, even as your own mutant DNA codes became incapable of full power and consciousness. Happily, however, with Archangel Michael's messianic return, using the wonderful Jupiterian vibratory frequencies, nearly all of the power points are being brought back to help in humanity's reclamation of their former psychic and spiritual gifts, such as telepathy, energy healing, clairvoyance, clairaudience, etc. In fact, when the Jupiterian energies began to flow, the vibrations increased the frequency of many of the grid points, most particularly several dormant locations in the southern hemisphere, including the inactive place you call the South Pole. It will now be vitalized to balance the active North Pole for greater spiritual communication to assist in accelerating more interdimensional activity with your heavenly guides, teachers, and higher frequency essences. I hope, dear ones, that you now grasp how significant Jupiter's comet collision has been to the solar system, to your home planet's energy system of grids, and to your very own body's DNA healing experience. In very interesting ways, your own auric field and the now expanding chakra system are becoming more and more balanced, which with proper meditation techniques can help speed your ascension. This was a major message of my Earth visit 2,000 years ago. And remains so today. As you look at illustration number 3, please observe that just as planet Earth is being affected by these subtle and physical energies of ascension, so your own physical body is also being fed and fueled for the DNA shift your soul has longed to achieve. Can you sense these blessed showering energies, beloveds? Whether you can or cannot, you must proceed with a loving intention to lead a positive, purposeful life dedicated to our Creator and to all of the higher representatives of your Father/Mother God, not just to the Jesus of old, nor to the other names some have called me by, such as Sananda. Since other galactic human civilizations know me in their own language, be they from Lyra, Vega, the Pleiades, Orion, Arcturus, Sirius, etc. My various names could be confusing. This purposeful, positive life that I recommend, may have current prophetic information available to humanity, information not contained in your earlier Earth books, such as the Bible. But it requires your discernment. I certainly applaud your willingness to believe that your Creator and the light-bearing teachers, masters, and prophets have not left you comfortless, but have now returned to prepare the way for your release out of physical death into the ascension of full consciousness, just as they did in biblical days. Although I cannot command it, I urgently and fervently recommend that you begin or more earnestly continue in your inner listening modes, be they meditation, prayer, contemplation, fasting, inspired music, art, movement, ritual, chanting, nature or some combination of these positive experiences. Do this each day. So your human personality is cleansed and healed of its limited attitudes and actions, and your soul station can be receptive to those levels of heaven you yearn to acquire. Then by a more loving disposition and expression, which I attempted to demonstrate long ago, you are creating your own communication link with heaven to increase ascension's hour. In the next chapter, one shall discuss to other possible patterns leading to ascension, photon light or omega cell of consciousness, and also ascension by alchemy. Meanwhile, remember that you are born of love and wisdom, my beloved brothers and sisters, and in that recognition and identity lies the great certainty of peace. Now may the Creator bless and expand your consciousness into the sacred pastures beyond Earth's limitations, so that we shall all reside together where our destiny has designated we should be. In unity. May you be joyful forever. Amen and Amen. 183. Your natural inheritance reclaimed. As we continue our discussion about ascension, I remind you that one of the most difficult things for a human being to do is know him or herself, which is why all religions and philosophies have admonished their participants to know thyself. Then do I remind you once again that your purpose on earth is to discover who you are, who humans are, and then to follow your personal and human purpose unerringly and without compromise. But of course you may be raising your eyebrows at this remark, for it is indeed challenging and often difficult to persevere, is it not? It may be especially challenging when you sometimes feel a little uncertain about yourself, about other people and their motives, and about the external circumstances in which you find yourself living on the planet. Although I have spoken about this is in an earlier chapter, I would like to expand the subject because it is absolutely vital to your ascension process and is a critical aspect of your present circumstances as a spiritual being on planet Earth. It is also necessary for humans to learn who they are as a galactic species. As I have asked you to remember who you are and who humanity is, so I also wish you to know who the one you call Jesus is. It is vital you do not hold me to some image or stereotype from the past which has been erroneously reported in various biblical descriptions and commentaries, however well-meaning these have been. Those past perceptions as contained in those stories certainly do have an element of truth in them, please understand I do not deny that. But I ask you to cease the petty arguments about the color of my hair and eyes, my height and weight, my name, etc., and realize you can best know me today by light and sound and by the vibration of love we share, rather than past physical appearances and misperceptions. I came to Earth to be a model of love, and Jesus was a simple, uncomplicated name for that purpose. I believe this name helped me be approachable by the ordinary, average people of the day so that forgiveness, decency, and hope could bloom. It was a name for a comforter, a friend, and a teacher of straightforward guidance as stated in parables and beatitudes, most of which remain in today's Bibles with some degree of accuracy. I sought no reverence then, nor do I now. My guidance is still straightforward, and I hope useful to those who hear it, for I truly do wish to give comfort, love, and hope in this time of awakening. Because most Earth humans cannot see me as I am today, your major religious symbols primarily show my dead or suffering body on a cross of pain, a past symbol that can only incite sorrow and guilt. Then free me from death into the resurrected living Jesus or the Christ Jesus of now. On this book's cover I have used the Christ simply to draw attention to a powerful energy available to you. It was this Christ energy that had to become lower than the angels, to hold spirit in flesh, to express what you call divine thought. The Christ means divine thought, which is your heritage and your only way of receiving inspirational guidance and the molecular healing that will one day reclaim your long-lost, full consciousness. This divine thought, originated by the Creator, is what runs the celestial, angelic, solic, and galactic kingdoms of light. Since the human species is part of the galactic kingdom of creation, given dominion over the care of physical places in material worlds in many dimensions and dominions, those who have detoured from that role may surely reassume it. That is why I came to Earth, to rekindle your memory and help you open your heart to its highest frequency of love, nurturance, and compassion. As you do this, you will again receive your mother/father's inheritance and the bounty of those vibrational rainbow riches. A detour need not be final or fatal if directions are noticed and utilized, dear ones. Then what is it that I am asking you to do in our relationship? When you think of me as the one called Jesus or Christ Jesus, etc., dismiss the former perceptions, opinions, and beliefs in your mind about what I look like, and begin to rely on sound to acknowledge my whereabouts around you. Rather than picturing me as an individual person alive long ago, call to me with sound that acknowledges that I am alive today within those gold and silver rays of our awesome Creator. In using sound, you acknowledge I have within me the will, mind, and power of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, as some call it. Thus, in me, the Trinity exists, just as you are part of that Trinity if you would have it so. By accepting the empowerment of choosing to use the Holy Spirit in your life today, which is what I asked you to do long ago, you leave the world of duality and separation in order to accept higher influences, even as I did. In fact, let me acknowledge that when I came upon the earth, it was beloved Archangel Michael who came to help me. So I wish you to hear his own words about this event so you will understand that you, yourselves, may receive far higher oversoul guidance than you can imagine at this moment in evolution. For by what I achieved, the pattern for the second coming was established for you to follow. To claim. Because it is difficult to put the exact sound salutation down on paper, a sound that I wish to have you use when you think of me, just try to come as close to Arzanai, with a quick release of, or accent on, the Nai, as you can. With this sound you will be using a salutation known to your galactic brothers and sisters on the Sirius B homeland planet. These individuals live physically closer to you in the galaxy than any other human species, only 8.6 light years away from Earth, whereas the Pleiadians live 400 light years away, for instance. If you will look at the frontispiece map of the Milky Way galaxy and find what is called Orion's Armor Spur, you will notice Earth's proximity is closer to certain galactic humans in that area than it is to the central sun, some 30,000 light years away. For us there are no light years as you call them, just hyperspace measurements, but I am using a term your present scientific minds understand. More precise locational information is explained and pictured in the book Galactic Human. I request that you try to say Arzanai when you think of the Creator and me. If you cannot do what I have suggested, Jesus will still be acceptable so long as you focus on the living friend and teacher, the ascended Jesus. Because we love each other, Jesus will do. The healing councils of light will always respond to that name while you are still at this lower dimension where no lofty titles are required or expected. R means you are calling the I am, or the beginning intention, will. Z acknowledges the power of creation, or the pulses of time. Nai is the physical creation energy that follows the spiritual into manifested form. With this Arzanai sound you acknowledge the Creator and the gold and silver ray aspects it brings into your dimensions of life. The gold ray is cosmic consciousness or the universal mind vibration of communication, what your Egyptians, 186, identified as the all-knowing I. The gold ray activates wisdom and eternal truth throughout dimensions and spheres, calling forth all angelic hosts to stimulate and inspire those sleeping, unconscious souls so they may re-experience the law of one, the eternal truth and philosophies of light.